I am here at Locust Trace Agro Center Farm in Lexington, Kentucky, and I'm sitting here with three willing participants, and they're going to tell me a little bit about the goals here at Locust Trace Agri-Science Farm and a little bit about what the students get a hands-on opportunity doing.
The overall goal of Locust Trace is simply to educate our future agricultural leaders in five wide areas of agri-science. Those are plant and land science, environmental and wildlife science, equine, and small and large animal, and ag power. So they can really choose which area they want to go into, and they get the hands-on as well as the in-the-classroom work, which we feel is a good way to get a well-rounded student at the end of the day.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Tell me kind of the process of selecting the students, who the application process, who are you targeting in this area?
We're making a little bit of a shift next year in terms of who we're going to really try to get. We want to try to start getting sophomores so that they're here for at least 3 years. So by the end of the 3 years, like she said, we get a well-rounded student. We're targeting all students across the board, anybody that might be interested in veterinary science from equine. They might just want to see what a horse is like and be around a horse. So we've got all varieties of kids that are going to come here. We've got a really unique experience in the fact that once they come here, we've got our own environment, and it's different from a typical traditional high school.
It is definitely different from a traditional high school. What is the background of the students here? Are they urban students? Do they come from a farming background?
The majority are urban students, but we do have select few, I would say, honestly, and Danielle can add to this because she is one who does have more of a farm background and rides horses and participates in the ag world already, but the majority of our students come from a more urban background.
What a niche market that you guys are tapping right here in Lexington. Danielle, you are a student here. What grade are you in?
I'm a junior at MBAR.
Yeah, a junior. Okay, tell me a little bit about why you chose to come here and what you're involved in at the moment.
I wanted to be a part of the FFA, and this is the only way you can be a part of the FFA in Fayette County. And I wanted to take equine with Miss Davis, and I want to hopefully become an ag teacher and a special education teacher and come back here and teach.
Well, as a former FFA teacher myself, I can totally understand those goals and aspirations as I'm alumni now, and I definitely take pride in what the FFA can offer students as part of leadership and career success. So you said you're interested in being an ag teacher. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're going to do after you graduate here?
Hopefully go to BCTC for 2 years and then transfer to EKU to get my teaching degree in agriculture and special ed.
Sounds wonderful. How many kids attend here?
We have currently 180, and we're built for 250, so we hope to be near capacity next year.
And how many years has this been in operation?
We got in just before school started. Matter of fact, what, 2 days?
One day
before the students got here, the school building was finished. So this is our first year.
Oh, wow. What a tremendous. Well, we just thank you for letting us come here. This is an amazing opportunity to not realize what a new facility this was. So just this first year, you've almost maxed out your capacity. And is there anything else you guys like to add that kind of falls in suit that you'd like the world to know about your goals here?
Well, along with ag, especially today, sustainability is a big key factor in everything we do now. And our school was built to be net zero in energy use and waste disposal. So through the use of photovoltaic solar panels, the third largest solar thermal array in North America, and a constructed wetlands, we're able to do that.
Briefly, besides the animal science, is the school as a whole hitting the other aspects of agriculture, food science, environmental, and all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's actually an entire program for environmental, and that ties in aquaculture. So they learn not only about the science of raising fish, but also the nutritional side. And then in plant and land, anything they grow and harvest, they can utilize for that as well.
So we'll have an orchard here on the ground. We'll have a vineyard on the ground. We've got gardens, community gardens, of which some of the students in the community, the younger students, will come in and help tend and learn about that process. So we want to educate the younger ones and let them know what we've got here, plus teach them a little bit about agriculture.
What do you guys do to market yourselves to, say, junior highs in the area to kind of start promoting them once they get into high school?
We, different people on our staff, myself included, go to any sort of career fair, any sort of family night, things like that. We like to get our students involved, take them with us, maybe take an animal, get the kids excited about it. And then our counselor also goes and talks to all of the sophomores each year. So,
well, it sounds like you guys have a huge future ahead of you, and it's so exciting to be able to come here and see this endeavor take place. Again, I am Jamie, and I am just wrapping up the All-Tech International Symposium, and here I'm getting ready to tour the Locust Trace Agri Science Farm here in Lexington, Kentucky. Thank you guys for sitting down with me and answering a few questions, and good luck with the future.